Chapter 29. Elizabeth dropped him off at Port Melite to pick up his jeep. She had said little on the drive back from Port Ley, and Enzo guessed that she was now dreading the lunch with Alain at the Café de la Jetée. How could either of them behave naturally with her husband after the revelations that had passed between them? Enzo almost suggested calling it off, but it might have seemed unnatural to cancel.
"I'll see you in about 15 minutes, then," she said,
and he stood and watched as she accelerated her SUV up the hill back toward Le Bourg. He was about to get into his Suzuki when he heard Jane calling him from the house. He turned to see her coming down the path to the gate.
"You just missed Agerin Guéguen," she said,
and she waved a large manila envelope at him.
"He left this for you and asked you to call him."
Enzo went to meet her at the gate and took the envelope.
"You seem very close with the doctor's wife these days."
She watched him carefully.
"She's a nice lady," Enzo said, "and very happily married."
Jane nodded, and he saw what looked like regret in her eyes.
"When you get back from Paris, I'll probably be gone. But keep your key. Feel free to use the place."
She paused.
"Any further developments?"
Enzo hesitated for a long moment before he said,
"I can tell you one thing with absolute certainty. It wasn't Thibaut Kerjean."
Jane searched his face with inquisitive eyes.
"And do you have someone else in mind?"
He nodded slowly.
"Actually, I do. But I'm not quite sure yet just why."
He didn't open the envelope until he was sitting behind the wheel of his jeep. He waited until Jane had gone back into the house, watching for the door to shut before he tore it open. Inside was a stapled document about 9 pages long. He turned it over to look at the front page. It was a copy of the autopsy report on Adam Killian. There was a handwritten note paper-clipped to it.
"Here's the autopsy report you asked for. Please don't show it to anyone else. I hope to have a shell casing to give you by tomorrow. R.G."
Enzo smiled. He wanted to punch the air, but restrained himself. Giga must have gone out on quite a limb to obtain these for him. But he knew that the shell casing in particular could prove crucial. He checked the time. He could take 5 minutes to look through the autopsy report and only be a little late for his lunch with the doctor and his wife. He flipped first to the pathologist's conclusion. Nothing unexpected there. Killian had died from 3 bullet wounds to the chest, one of which had ruptured his heart before passing straight through him. Another had lodged in his spine, severing the spinal cord. Either one would have killed him. The third had punctured his right lung and exited through a wound in his back. Enzo skim-read the initial examination and leapfrogged through the opening of the chest cavity to the dissection of the organs. When he finished, he sat frowning for almost a full minute, thinking hard, before searching back through the paragraphs he had just read, looking for something that wasn't there. Finally, he closed the report and sat staring out at the empty beach in front of him. He was filled with confusion and consternation, and dread building in the pit of his stomach.